Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Mario Dottavio.
And welcome to this week's Insider Report. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as we give you the scoop on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. And hey, this week we want to dedicate this week's show to the memory of all those who paid the highest price on 911 in 2001. We also want to salute the first responders who gave their all on that tragic day. Rest in peace.
Amen, amen.
Hey, Mario, welcome to, co-host on the show here. Very cool and everything. And I wanted to ask you, your family is from New York City and all that. And I know you were like just a youngin' back then. And
I was
a toddler. Yeah, like 5 years old, 6 years old. And we were talking last week where I was out there near the Pentagon during that time. Where was your family at during?
My family, we actually moved to Las Vegas a year before it happened.
Okay.
So I woke up for school that morning and my mother was watching the television. And I wasn't allowed to see because, you know, she didn't want the children to see.
Young and impressive,
but, young and impressive, but... my aunt, believe it or not, she got out. She was working for a company that was 3 blocks away from the South Tower. So she got on the Staten Island Ferry and got off way before like the towers collapsed. So she got off the island safe.
Oh, good. Okay.
We did lose a few family, like friends of the family.
No intermediate family then.
No intermediate family.
Okay,
no.
That's right. Well, sorry for your loss and everything with the friends and all that. It was weird because I was telling you last week when we were talking about it is that I was living out in Virginia during that time, and I never did any work in Arlington.
Yeah.
Except for on 911.
Exactly.
I was doing a job out in Arlington, and I was cleaning a carpet at a house. And I remember when I was finishing off in the living room, heading out the door, they had the big screen TV on, and it was all going down, what was happening in New York and everything. And then the next thing you know, I'm loading up my truck, almost finished. And heard a big kaboom because I was only like a mile away from the Pentagon.
Yeah.
So it broke loose then, man. I mean, I remember that I was driving on sidewalks and on the grass and everywhere just to get home because I lived in Manassas at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that road to Richmond, going down to Richmond, I remember getting home in Manassas. I had that turnoff and everything. So I was lucky, one of the lucky ones. But
it was
just a slowly moving parking lot is what Richmond, heading to Richmond was, the highway was at that time. It was ridiculous
and
out there.
On the streets of New York, it was everybody got out of their cars and ran. Like, I remember watching on the news, like, pretty much the Brooklyn Bridge, the George Washington Bridge, they were all, like everybody, like, got out of their cars and walked. They didn't take their cars, they just left their cars and walked.
Wow.
Walked uptown.
That was a devastating day, man. It'll always be remembered, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But, all right, so we just want to dedicate the show to that because, it's starting out this Tuesday, you know, when the show airs and everything. So there you go. And, before we get going here, we've got Jason here from Checco Playhouse. And
what's up?
A new Sweeney Todd. Is that what it is? Well, go ahead and come on and tell us all about that one, Jason. Welcome aboard.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I am so excited to announce this. Sweeney Todd is opening this Friday, September 14th at the Checco Playhouse. 1240 Checco Avenue, just north of O'Hollerins. Our opening night gala on the 14th starts at 7:30 p.m. We have a free hors d'oeuvre spread and free champagne that comes opening night. Our show runs until September 30th. Those are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday performances for 3 weeks. Fridays and Saturdays are 7:30. Sundays are 2 o'clock matinees.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. I performed many back in the day before the Insider took over my life. I used to perform on live theater with them, did many productions with the Checco Playhouse, and it was good times. We've done several things together back in the day. So, all right, Jason, well, thank you very much, and it's always good to have you on board, and we'll see you next time. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and get on with the music. You want to start this off, Mario?
Absolutely. We're going to start off with the 101 Bar and Grill. On Monday, we have the traditional steak night, and then on Tuesday, we got Taco Tuesday and karaoke. Wednesday night, also karaoke. Thursday night is line dancing along with an enchilada special. And Fridays and Saturdays, it's me, DJ Rio, come down and dance.
Right. Hey, and then you know what? On Sunday, I noticed we just added something new on there that they open at 10 a.m. and they got biscuits and gravy going on there.
Yes,
now
they do.
With Missouri
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, you forgot about Sunday and a little karaoke going on too. That's all right, folks. It's Monday morning.
Well, not only that, I sleep when that happens, so it's kind of like I miss out on the gravy and I miss out on the football completely.
Yeah, geez. All right, here we go. Which it is football season. Got to watch it yesterday. It was cool.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah. Hey, okay, now at the Checco Brewing, what we got going on is on the 13th, Lon Goddard at 6 p.m., on the 14th, Rap Brush at 5:30, on the 15th, Tiger Lily at 5:30, yep, on the 20th, August Stone at 5:30, there's a new name there, on the 21st, Tiger Lily at 5:30, and on the 22nd, August Stone, once again, got to find out who that is, at 5:30 at the Checco Brewing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, and also I'm going to mention something at, go again, check out Foggy Bottom over on Harbor, and I will also be DJing there Tuesday and Thursday nights. On Tuesday, it's Guys Night Out, and on Thursday, it's Ladies Night.
Right on, right on. That's what's going on over there. Hey, and we got to just notice the Misty Mountain Brewing right across from the studio here. They're going to be moving, so they're going to be over here,
they're
down here by the
out.
Studio here. Yep, going to come into the heart of Brookings right here.
Nice.
And so we'll be announcing that next month for them and everything, and they're going to start having music and all that good stuff, so we'll have more to talk about them in the future. And then we got the Rivers Inn Sports Bar and Grill, where they got something going on every day as well. Mm-hmm. On Monday, they got free pool and happy hour all day.
Woohoo, happy hour.
Yeah, Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
Yum.
Wednesday, it's hump day with 50 Cent Wings.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then Thursday, it's happy hour, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., 8:30 to midnight. Friday, it's weekend kickoff appetizer platters from 4 to 6. Saturday, it's sports formosas. Mimosas. From 11 a.m. to 1. Can you say mimosas? I can.
Mimosas. Can you say it five times fast?
No, really. And then during any race, a bucket of beer specials. And then on Sunday, it's
Sunday.
NASCAR Loaded Bloody Marys from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Wonderful.
So there you go. And I just noticed that we got repeat there. My layout must have hiccuped. I got two in a row right there.
You got two in a row right there. Yeah. We don't know what happened there.
Yeah,
we
either. Okay. All
I guess
right.
There's something wrong with the printer.
Take us to the Vista Pub. Yeah.
All right. So at Vista Pub, we got jazz music on Thursdays, all starting at 7 p.m. On the 14th coming up, we got Burning Guitars. On the 21st, we got Frankie C. And on the 28th, we got Luke Matson.
That's right. Yeah, Frankie C. Yeah,
he called
you one of the Italian guys. So that
was one of the
cool.
Italian guys who makes
he's
a beautiful
the Italian guy.
Makes a beautiful sandwich.
Yeah. That's all right. Got some fans out there already. Hey, and if you're up there in the Grants Pass area, we got the Laughing Clam, which is on the 14th. We got Leonard Griffey Band on the 15th. The Barefoot Servants on the 21st. We got Top Secret on the 22nd. Steve Keim. And on the 28th, Barrel House. That's what's happening
all
at
right.
the Laughing Clam up there in Grants Pass.
And for all you guys in Crescent City and Nanoteca.
There you go.
All right. I thought I was going to get that wrong, but I got it right. We got the Italian guy. They already played there. Never mind. I just like saying the Italian guys because they're so cool.
That's right.
All right. But on the 21st, we got the Steelheads. Are they Steelers fans? I don't know, because how can you tie to the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, it's got
to
be a fish thing.
And on the 29th, we got the Undercovers.
All right, that's happening at beautiful CC by the Sea at the Enoteca. I'm almost messing it up now. Okay, and then we slide over here, and we got some individual schedules, and we start off with Lon Goddard, who is playing on the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th at the Coontai at 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
On the 13th and 27th, he's at Checco Brewing from 6 to 8.
Nice.
And there you go. That's it for that one.
Right.
Go ahead and take on Rap.
All right. Rap Bush will be at the Checco Brewery on the 14th and the 28th. Kung Tai will be there on Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Let's see. On the 15th, they'll be at the market on the boardwalk.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, at the market at the boardwalk.
That's right.
Playing over there in the little corner. It's perfect. Yay. Hey, Ray Cornell, the piano man, is now playing. That right. At the Checco Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Awesome. And then our good man, Steve Harrington, will be at Kung Tai the 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m.
That's right. And then on Fridays, he plays with Strawberry Jam from 6 to 8 as well.
I love Strawberry Jam.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, and then we got Misdemeanor.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, I know. But she's going to be playing at The Spot on the 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. That's right. Oh, and then, hey, there you go.
There you go. We got the Italian guys over here. On the 21st, they'll be playing at Vista Pub from 7 to 9:30. And the 22nd, there'll be a Kung Thai from 6 to 8 p.m.
There you go. There you
go. How you doing?
Hey, it's the now appears to be a Carly Capitano and D'Ottavio. There you go.
There you go. The nice cappuccino.
That's the only Italian he knows, huh? Cappuccino.
Hey, man, you got to have a cappuccino.
That's right, bro. I love it.
Hey, you want to know a joke? What do you call Leonardo DiCaprio and Al Pacino put together?
What's that?
A Leonardo Di Cappuccino.
There you go. Okay. But out bump. All right, hey, don't try this at home, folks. We're professional idiots. Okay, hey, Tiger Lily, there you go.
Meow.
There you go. He is playing, let's see, on the 15th, the 21st, and the 29th at Chetco Brewing from 7:30 to 9:30. On the 13th, he's going to be at Brian Scott Gallery from 11:30 to 1:30.
Boom.
On the 14th and the 28th, he's going to be at Fat Irish, so they're going to start having some music going on from 4 to 7. And then, of course, he's got those gigs going on in Port Orford if he wants to do a little traveling. He'll be up there on the 23rd at Golden Harvest Urban Farm and Bakery from 4 to 6. And on the 24th, he'll be at TJ's from 4 to 7.
Ooh-wee.
And there you go. So, bam, bam. Jeez, there's some music going on and... Oh, wait, but wait, there's more.
There's a lot more.
That's right. We got lots of music going on. Coming up here, the Friends of Music got their 2018-2019 concert series going on. And they've got Judith Ingolfsson with the violin and Vladimir Stupel with the piano. This is coming up Sunday, September 16th, 2018 at 3 p.m. The concerts are held at the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church at 102 Park Avenue next to the Good Samaritan Skilled Nursing Facility. So there you go. So that'll be happening at 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 16th. Now, yeah, there we go. I'm hoping they're building. They're supposed to be having a building here pretty soon.
I think so. I keep hearing about it.
Yeah, and it's down in town. So we'll see when that happens.
Okay, so we have the Cub Scout Pack 124 open enrollment for Ice Cream Social at Scott Hall on 414 Azalea Park Road, 2 to 4 p.m. for grades K through 5th grade.
All right, a little Ice Cream Social going action.
I like ice cream. You know, I only eat vanilla. That's all I eat. I only eat vanilla.
All right, a boring ice cream eater.
I know.
Can't stand
this
stuff, so... That's better than me.
What do you want from me? I only like one flavor.
I know. That's like last week when I told you I wasn't into big cities. You like, you never went to New York when you was out there.
Yeah.
Took it all like personal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Harmony and Me Music is presenting Music Together Generations, a free demo. They got one going at Azalea Gardens on Friday, September 14th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. And on September 15th, at Good Samaritan, it's at 1 Park Avenue at 10:30 a.m. Generations classes are regular mixed-age family classes, but held in senior residences and assisted living facilities. In these classes, people of all ages come together to sing, dance, shake shakers, and swing scarves during weekly intergenerational class. So there you go.
That's
awesome. That's what's happening there.
All right. Okay, we got Ronnie Dean's Memorial Toy Run at the Veterans of Foreign Wars. That's on 810 H Street, CC. That's in Crescent City.
Yep.
Never heard of that street. Okay.
Yeah.
September 15th from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. We got Hawaiian Kaluna Pork Dinner. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Pork dinner? I love pork. All right. Drink and side and dessert included. Silent Auction Scavenger Hunt and Karaoke, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. No host bar on site. It includes a scavenger hunt, entree, and meal. Bring unwrapped gifts for newborn to teenagers. Please no stuffed animals. That kind of gets a little old. All right, we got live music from the Mighty Steelheads. All proceeds and toys will be distributed to the needed kids in Crescent City, California.
Now, this is a nonprofit, so we can say that it's a $20 charge, and that includes a scavenger hunt and entry and a meal. So there you go.
Cool.
Hey, and before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I want to give a big thanks to the sponsors, Lee Tooley at Town & Country Realty, And of course, the Oregon South Coast Fishermen. Thank you so much for sponsoring the Insider Report. Oh, yeah.
All right. So we got a fundraiser for Katie Joy Pettinger. As most of you know, Katie was in an accident, which she hurt her back and lost one of her legs. If you would like to help with her medical and living expenses while Katie is recovering, you can do so by going on to Rogue Federal Credit Union and make a donation to Katie. All donations are greatly appreciated.
Yeah, very cool. And I've been seeing Katie. She's doing pretty good.
She's doing fantastic.
She's doing it at the gym. She's starting to lift out again and everything. That's my turn to get myself back in there. Yeah. Oh,
tell me about it.
Okay. Hey, well, we got, let me see, going on here. We got the Curry Public Library. Might as well get into what they got going on here. They're open. This is in Gold Beach at 94341 3rd Street. Monday through Thursday, they're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they're actually open on Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. They got a September schedule of events going on. So right now, they got some paintings on display, which will be going on from September 8th to November 30th. So it started this last weekend. Paintings by Clara Erbage. They'll be, let's see, going on the upper lobby of the Harold Hogg Library Learning Center. So that's going on there.
All right. And then we got Baby Time, a story time for infants and toddlers. September 12th at 10:15 a.m. to 11 p.m. Meet our new children's librarian, Kelly, for an interactive story time for a caregiver and for babies and toddlers. This story time is suggested for babies and toddlers ages 0 to 2.5.
There you go. And you know what? It just dawned on me. It's from 10:15 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Oh.
Well, them kids would be up all day long,
yeah,
man.
I know, man.
Be for the kids.
Yeah, you're having that long of a, party. I didn't know toddlers can party that hard.
Yeah, man, they go long. They must have some good
You know, you know what their DJ music sounds like? Goo goo gaga boom boom boom. Goo goo gaga boom boom.
This one's got a little more
this one's got a little more
accuracy to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's children's story time at September 13th. From 10:15 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Join our new children's library, Kelly Tams, for an energy-packed hour of stories, activities, and crafts geared towards children preschool through fourth grade every Thursday at 10:15 a.m.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, and the Sneaker Waves, Killer on the Coast, and the Latest Science to Predict Them coming up here September 13th at 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., the NOAA's National Weather Service meteorologist, Ryan Sandler, will discuss the threat of sneaker waves. Yeah, you want that again. The latest science on what causes them and future plans to predict when they are more likely to occur. This presentation is free and open to the public, and the program is provided by NOAA, Southwestern Oregon Community College, and Curry Public Library. And of course, you know, you ought to go to that, Mario. That way you can find out if he's related to Adam Sandler.
I'm going to find out if he's related to Adam Sandler if it's the last thing I do.
Okay.
All right. This week's author talk, we got Warren Easley, September 14th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Warren Easley is the author of the Cal Claxton, Oregon Mysteries, published by Poison Pen Press, and will be visiting the Curry Public Library to talk about his work. Formerly a research scientist and international business executive, Warren C. Easley lives near Portland, Oregon, where he writes fiction, tutors GED students, flies, fishes, and skis. He received a K. Snow National Award for Fiction in 2012 and was named the Northwest Up and Coming Author in 2017. Both honors bestowed by Williamette Writers. The fifth book in the Claxton series, Blood for Wine, has been shortlisted for a Nero Award for Excellence in Mystery Fiction. Easley's new book, Moving Targets, comes out September 1st. For more, visit www.facebook.com, Warren C. Easley.
Hey, Purely Voice, a Summer's End concert, is coming up here September 15th at 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Local singing group and Gold Beach favorite Purely Voice will perform for Purely Voice, cool little name. Will perform for the first time in the hall of the Harold Hogg Library Learning Center.
Ooh.
Purely Voice presents a Summer's End concert, a collection of some pieces previously performed, as well as many new ones. So they're going to have a variety of songs with different styles as represented in this concert, including traditional Irish tunes, cowboy style Western songs, and minstrel songs, plus a whole bunch more modern pieces. So please join them for the late summer celebration of music. This is at the Curry Public Library going on.
All right. And are you guys ready for another trivia night? It's on September 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Join us for the trivia night at the Curry Public Library. There will be a buy-in for $5 for each participant, with the winning team taking the pot. Teams and individuals are welcome, but teams with no more than six people.
Yeah, that
so
would
seven,
be
eight, nine, they don't count. You got to go up to six. Yeah, that's half a baker's dozen.
That's okay? Right, because that's way too many people
that's
in there.
That's way too many people.
Too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now it's time for funny occurrences with famous people. On a cold November day in 1974, 67-year-old John Wayne was visiting with the staff of the Harvard Lampoon on the famous campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
When one of the smart young men asked the Duke where he got his phony toupee, whereas Wayne insisted the hair was real. It wasn't his, but it was real.
It was real. I swear, it's real.
Yeah, when Albert Einstein was a young lad, he showed all the signs of being a late talker, and his parents were worried about his mental development. At last, at the supper table one night, he broke his silence to say, "The soup is too hot." Greatly relieved, his parents asked why he had never said a word before. Albert replied, "Because up to now, everything was in order." You're messing up tonight. So, hey, I hope you enjoy these funny true stories of famous people. Until next week, keep a smiling.
Keep a smiling. And everybody's got to keep a smiling. All right.
And that's going to be happening in the, you know, just to hear you say Brookings Elks Lounge would be worth this one, but there's not even happening until October. So.
I know.
The shoe bank thing. So there you go.
But I like the shoe bank thing,
the
though.
The shoe bank is cool, man.
It's amazing.
At the Elks Lounge, of course.
At the Elks Lounge.
That's right. Hey, fundraiser for Jalea Alto is still going on at GoFundMe. So there you go. As I told you, last week, June 2nd, Jalea was involved in a car accident by Miller Bar in Checo River. Well, she lost most of her arm there. She was able to, they were able to save the muscle part of it. So she's going to be able to have a prosthetic arm.
Sweet.
So she needs to get some fundage to help out with that and some other insurance and medical supplies, travel expenses and all that good stuff to save for her prosthetic arm. So anything at all would help. And a big thanks to everyone for all your continued prayers and help during Jalea's long road of recovery. And all you got to do is go to Jalea Alto, which is JLEAALTO, at GoFundMe if you want to help out.
All right.
Okay, so there you go.
All right. So we're going to get down to the Elk Valley Casino as they present the Merv George Band. Come join them on Saturday, September 15th, for a night of dancing with the Merv George Band. Tickets are available now at the cashier's cage. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and the show starts at 8, so don't be late.
That's right. Always something going on at the Elk Valley Casino.
All the time, every time.
Yeah, oh hey, and then this weekend, they've been talking about it and everything. The Brookings, Oregon Monarch Advocates are presenting the first annual Monarch Festival. That's right, coming up September 15th. From noon to 4 p.m. at Azalea Park in Brookings.
Sweet.
The monarch butterfly is one of the most recognizable butterflies in North America, and it's in trouble. Numbers of monarchs have decreased by almost 95% over the last 20 years. But together, you can help save the monarch from extinction. In the United States, there is a massive effort to provide habitat for monarch butterflies. Brookings, Oregon Monarch Advocates, or BOMA for short, is a local group of concerned individuals engaged in all aspects of conservation of the monarch butterfly. BOMA aims to educate the general public regarding captive, responsible rearing of monarchs and growth of host plants for caterpillars and adults. So you can come learn how to provide habitat for these beautiful butterflies. You will learn how to become a citizen scientist and how to educate others about milkweed plants. Learn how to raise and monitor monarchs in your area. And you can set up your very own monarch way station at home. There may also be some milkweed plants for sale at the festival, depending on seasonal supply, as well as some seed packets of milkweed and a pollinator mix of nectar flower seeds.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, monarchs like milkweed plants.
I guess they do like milkweed plants.
Brief educational seminars will be given for adults and children throughout the afternoon, and captive-reared monarch butterflies will be released at several times during the festival, nature willing. Education and lots of fun and prizes planned for kids and adults alike. So there you go.
Yeah, cool. And are you guys ready for a meet and greet with candidate for Senator Shannon Souza? September 15th, 5 p.m. to 6:30 at the Checo Brewery. All right, get a chance to talk to candidate for Oregon State Senate District 1, Shannon Souza, along with special guest Dennis Triglia.
Triglia.
Okay. Candidate for Brookings City Council and Tressa Lawson.
Teresa Lawson.
I was thinking of my stepmom for a second. Candidate for Brookings mayor.
All right. Okay. So we can butcher that a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll get it next time. Yeah, but yeah, that's Dennis Triglia, candidate for Brookings City Council, and Teresa Lawson. I guess you're going to be running for Brookings mayor, so there you go. Hey.
Yes. And now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce. Take it away, Bush.
Right. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln was almost killed 2 years before he was assassinated? It's true, and here's the story. The incident is not well known, but it happened late one August evening in 1963. Lincoln was riding alone horseback to his family's suburb residence. A private at the gate heard a shot ring out, and moments later, a bareheaded Lincoln clinging to his steed galloped into the yard. Lincoln explained that gunfire at the foot of the hill had sent his horse into a frenzied gallop, running so fast that it knocked his hat off. But after two soldiers retrieved Lincoln's hat, they discovered it had a bullet hole in it. Lincoln asked the guards to keep the incident quiet because he didn't want to worry his wife. Well, all the bushwhacker has to say is, it appears Lincoln took the term, keep it under your hat, to a whole new level. I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird.
Keeping it weird all the time.
Right. Okay, so moving right along. Hey, we got the Del Norte County Library at 190 Price Mall is presenting Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Yes,
coming
Mr.
up
Rogers.
On the 21st, 6 p.m. That's right. From Academy Award-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville, Won't You Be My Neighbor takes an intimate look at America's favorite neighbor, Mr. Rogers.
Yay.
That's right. A portrait of a man who we all think we know. This emotional and moving film takes us beyond the zip-up cardigans and the land of make-believe and into the heart of a creative genius who inspired generations of children with compassion and limitless imagination. This is going on at the Del Norte County Library. And you know what? We're running out of time here. We're getting the old flying fickle finger of fate from the producer, but we do want to say that pretty, if you grab the Insider of Southern Oregon, you will be seen on the cover, the Brookings Oktoberfest. That's right, it's coming up here next week.
Oktoberfest?
Gotta have 30 breweries going on there, man. They got music, an artisan market, celebrity dunk tank, and more. In fact, they asked me to do the celebrity dunk tank like I did last year, and because I got my grandson and everything on that weekend, and everything's up and down. He's three now, so I got to give up a few things this year.
I wonder if I can DJ for that thing.
Hey, there you go. I don't know. You got to touch bases with Checo Brewing or Raymond at the Vista Pub. There you go.
Right. I'll definitely talk to them.
Okay, well, that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Inside Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on Little Station That Could, KCIW LP 100.7 FM. Tune into the Magic of Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on Van Morrison. For schedule and days, you can go to kciw.org. Until next week, this is Bruce Moondance Ellis
and Mario DJ Rio Dotavio
signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. And hey, we'll see you out there.
Bam!
Bam! We got a bam from everybody in the house. Have a great week, everybody. Good times here on the Insider Report.
Keep it banging.
Okay, there we go, guys.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.